I mentioned that there was a analysis done on strength of schedule by Warren Sharp that dropped today. The easiest schedules going into this NFL season, maybe the reason everyone likes San Francisco so much. I keep asking you, why are people so high on the Niners after a terrible offseason? They have the easiest schedule in the NFL. And the Patriots, who I think just had the best draft and have had a great offseason, are the second easiest schedule in the NFL this year. I sneaky think they could be a wild card team this year. I know that's bullish, but if you're looking for one of those, like Washington this year, Houston the year before,
it happens every single year. Where a team's gotten punched in the mouth for a couple of years, and everyone thinks, "Oh, what a bunch of stupid losers who will never win again." The schedule breaks favorably; they've improved. The next thing you know, everybody thinks, you know, they get anointed after a handful of weeks, and they hang on for a postseason spot.
The non-division championship teams in the NFC South have a really easy schedule. Danny, Saints, Falcons, third and fourth. That's really good news for Atlanta as they go to new starting quarterback. Young starting quarterback and Michael Penix moving on from Kirk Cousins. Then you got the Buffalo Bills fifth. They're going to be a juggernaut in the AFC. The question for Buffalo still and always will be, do you get past Kansas City in the AFC playoffs or Cincinnati, whoever it is that you're going to run into in those final couple of rounds. Hardest schedules in the NFL. You probably would have thought Washington might pop up here, but the Commanders don't show up in the bottom five, not even close. The bottom five hardest schedules in the NFL this year, the Giants at 32. This is one of the reasons why I said there's just no way Dable and Shane survive this season. That's why I kind of like them not going quarterback at the top of the draft. I know they traded back in and got Jackson Dart. I would not have done that. I would not have given up future picks to do that, but their ownership allowed them to. But I think those two guys are going to be blown out because their schedule's brutal. The Browns, who will have Joe Flacco starting, have the second hardest schedule in the NFL this year, which spells doom for them, I think. The Lions and the Eagles. Here's your good news for Washington. We keep talking about the Commanders having this treacherous schedule. They're 19th. They're basically in the middle of the pack. Now, this all changes a week or two in. I've always had the adage, it's when you play a team, it's not who you play. You might get an injured quarterback and get to play a backup, and all of a sudden the Chiefs are not scary because Mahomes has a 2-week injury or something, and you get to play Carson Wentz or whatever. But for the Lions, maybe the best team in the NFC, the Eagles, probably the best team in the NFC, to both be among the tougher schedules in the sport. The Vikings are fifth hardest. The NFC North plays a really arduous schedule. This is way better news for the Commanders than I would have thought.
Yeah, and I'm fascinated with this because I look at the opponents, and they obviously haven't changed. There's no variable here for Washington. We've known for some time who their opponents are going to be. And when you look at their rotation, just who they happen to have, on their future schedule, 2025, it's playoff caliber team. That's excellent. Green Bay, Kansas City, the Chargers, Minnesota, 14-win team last year. I know there's some variables there with quarterback, but still, it's a pretty damn good roster. The Eagles twice, we already know about. Detroit, Denver, a team that's on the rise, jumped up and beat some people last year. Seattle, perennially around 9 or 10 wins. I don't see easy there. So maybe you get the benefit of the Giants a couple times, who for whatever reason, no matter how good or bad they are, it's always ugly as hell playing Washington. But I'd be fascinated for Warren Sharp as to how we got that ranking instead of what looks to me like more difficult than that.
So I don't think it's easy as much. I mean, they're 13th hardest is another way to look at it.
Right.
19th of 32 teams in terms of strength of schedule. So it's certainly not easy. I don't think anyone's acknowledging that. It's closer to bad than good. But it's just more middling than I would have anticipated.
Right.
And again, I go back to maybe the most encouraging thing is the Eagles, the Lions, two of the powerhouses in the NFC that almost certainly are going to be the teams that you're vying against for supremacy in the conference if you're really good again. And Eric Edholm, who joins us today at 5 for NFL.com, just did a power ranking where he's got Washington number 6 in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So if they are that kind of team, if they're that quality, then Detroit and Philly are going to matter a lot. And for those teams to have some of the hardest schedules, the NFC North is probably the best division in the NFC, right?
You'd say so.
And it may be in all of football. You got Minnesota, Green Bay, and Detroit. All three of those teams are considered to have some of the hardest schedules in the conference because of the division that they're playing.
Yeah, Chicago wasn't bad because of a talent problem last year, you would say, right? And you had a pretty good offensive mind to that staff in terms of Ben Johnson pairing him with Caleb Williams and company. They're not pushovers. I mean, again, they had Washington dead to rights until the Hail Mary happened, and then that kind of broke them and sent them into a tailspin, but that wasn't a bad club last year.
You can listen to the show all over the DMV on 106.7 The Fan, our flagship. Of course, take us with you wherever you go. The audio is available coast to coast on the Odyssey app. It's free wherever you are. And you can watch us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube stream as well. I just got a comment here from Todd who said, who starts the most games for the Giants? He's talking Russ, Jameis, or Jackson Dart this football season. I would go with Russ Wilson. I think he's going to get the first nod. They'll bench him at some point. My guess is they don't go to Jameis when they do. Like, he'll be the backup week in and week out. But when they move on from Russ, they're going to be really bad. They'll be 2-7 or 3-8 or something. And then maybe you roll with Dart for the final six or so games. If Jameis starts a few games, it's because Russ is hurt. But I think they go Wilson, maybe a game of Jameis or two, and then Dart. But I think Wilson will lead the team in starts.
Yeah, I think of a situation like this, and when anybody's fighting for their job or trying to fend off the wolves at the door, whatever analogy you want to use, you only have a couple levers you can pull to excite people, right? Remember when Bruce Allen was a disaster and the team started really bad? So it's like, you know what the big problem is? It was Jay Gruden. I've got to fire Jay Gruden after 5 weeks. The damage is already done. You're not really doing anything, but you're buying yourself some time. That's a move that Daboll or Shane can make, right? Is to switch a quarterback. So they're going to save it. But so to me, I bet you Russ plays the most, but it's not by a lot. I bet you it's one of those like Washington type seasons where one guy plays eight, one guy plays six, one guy plays five, and it's Kyle Allen for some reason. You know what I mean? It's something like that.
Some notes on the Commanders schedule from Warren Sharp at Sharp Football. Last year, the Commanders played the number one easiest schedule in the NFL. This is a point I was making at times throughout the season as things were going so well. 12 games against teams that did not make the playoffs, the most in the National Football League. They went 11-1 in those games, 92% win rate in their games against non-playoff teams. They were 1-4 against teams that made the playoffs, which is revealing.
Yeah, one win against Philly, right? That comeback.
8-4 in one score games. That doesn't always carry over. You know, see the Vikings year over year over the last several seasons where it's like a undulation between winning and losing those games. He says this year they have the number two biggest increase in schedule difficulty of any team. So while they went just to 19th, it's still a significant jump for them. You know, within the NFC North, they go from playing all four teams last year to only playing the Bears this year. Excuse me. They go from playing the Bears last year to all four teams this year, the hardest division in the conference. They've got Detroit, Green Bay, and Minnesota as well. In the AFC North, last year they played the whole division. They have no games this year. AFC South, they got the Titans last year. They do not play anybody from the division this year. In the West, they go from playing Arizona to Seattle, which will be harder. And the big difference, I think, in terms of strength of schedule, AFC West, they didn't have a single game last year. This year, they're playing a Chiefs team that made the playoffs, a Chargers team that made the playoffs, a Broncos team that made the playoffs, and a Raiders team that's going to be a lot better with Pete Carroll and bringing in a veteran quarterback. So I think that's where maybe some of the big changes are for Washington.